It's been a little over a year since the Camp Fire destroyed the town of Paradise, California. The disaster impacted thousands of lives. It also alarmed people across the West who are now asking themselves, could a fire like that happen here? JPR's April Ehrlich reports from a rural Southern Oregon community that's a leader in fire preparation.
Fire rescue, what is the address of the emergency?
November 8, 2018. Butte County dispatchers start getting phone calls about a wildfire heading straight for the city of Paradise. A year later, a Netflix documentary about California's deadliest wildfire draws a crowd at a theater screening in Ashland, Oregon.
It just seemed like a normal fire at first, and it got bad real quick.
It's a packed house, and the audience is riveted.
I was right down below them here, and my friend, you see, he's dead. And his mother. I'm sorry, buddy.
The campfire killed 85 people. It was one of many deadly wildfires to have struck Northern California in recent years, and cities just across the state border in Oregon have taken notice.
The number of conversations that I have had since Paradise has skyrocketed.
Ashland Forest Division Chief Chris Chambers says although the campfire was more than 200 miles south of here, it left an impact on Ashland, which, like Paradise, is tucked into a forest.
People have really become concerned, and I just hope that that translates into blasting awareness and a sense that people take responsibility for the condition of their property.
One way to do that, he says, is by organizing a FireWise community. FireWise USA is a national program that helps prepare neighborhoods for wildfire. It encourages neighbors to develop emergency plans, strengthen their homes with proper building materials and landscaping, and form relationships with emergency responders and each other. The FireWise program in Oregon also provides free home assessments by state foresters, which is what brought Herb Johnson to a home in Foots Creek, an unincorporated town in Jackson County.
Got your wood pile stacked far enough away from the house, that's good.
Johnson walks around the recently remodeled home checking for wildfire resistance. Are the vents screened to keep embers out? Are the eaves boxed in?
Everything's in good shape, except for a few things here and there. I would expect this house as it sits to survive a wildfire.
Johnson says Foots Creek is a star example of a successful FireWise community. Although this rural area is surrounded by trees, Johnson says about 80% of its nearly 300 homes are prepared for wildfire.
Foots Creek is above and beyond. You know, they've really taken matters into their own hands.
And it all began with a single resident. Shane Maxwell is the keeper of a massive 3-inch binder full of maps, resources, and phone numbers reaching nearly every household in Foots Creek.
And it started with the Biscuit Fire. And that was such a devastating fire.
It burned over 500,000 acres in 2002, the largest wildfire in Oregon's recorded history. 15,000 people had to evacuate, and Maxwell says a lot of them weren't prepared. That experience alone was enough to inspire her to develop a fire plan for Foots Creek. Maxwell started small. She organized a meeting at the general store, and a handful of people showed up. They met every 2 weeks, and at each meeting, they had to bring another neighbor.
And it takes time because you have to build trust in the community. I mean, you're asking them to fill out a fire survey, and they don't know you. I mean, why should they trust you with anything? And so you have to build that trust. It's earned.
Everyone fills out a survey that asks them to list phone numbers, pets, livestock, first aid certifications, and heavy equipment like tractors or bulldozers, anything that could be useful during a wildfire. So when a fire hits, the Oregon Department of Forestry calls Maxwell. She in turn calls 15 resident dispatchers. They each call about a dozen other people.
It's kind of a concert you have to put on, and you have to make sure everybody is coordinating together.
Like Paradise, Foots Creek is a one-way in, one-way out community. Maxwell fears that during a massive wildfire, people could become trapped in traffic as they try to escape. She and other Foots Creek residents are working with the sheriff's office on evacuation routes, as well as an automated alert system that would kick in as soon as evacuations start. That way, she and other volunteer dispatchers can focus on their own safety during a disaster. April Ehrlich, JPR News.